Hey everybody, it's December 23rd, and we are rocking through the book of Hebrews right now in Project 4-4 with the focus on Jesus, which of course is perfectly appropriate as the Christmas season approaches. And today you read Hebrews 1 through 6. Now, interestingly, nobody knows who wrote the book of Hebrews. Some say it was an anonymous priest, one of those priests where in the book of Acts it says, and many priests were converted as well. Some people say that perhaps it was the Apostle Paul. Some say maybe it was Priscilla, and she was just too shy to put her name on the book of Hebrews because she was a woman. We're not exactly sure why, because the author never signed who it was. We know that the author knew Timothy, and we know that the author came from Italy, but besides that, we're not sure exactly who it is. What we do know is that this person was very highly educated. The language is exquisite in Hebrews, and we also know that this person knew the Old Testament inside and out. And so they're writing about how Jesus is better than anything that there is in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, if I was to come up with a heading or a title for the book of Hebrews, I would make the title, Jesus is Better. Because that's what the book of Hebrews is all about. So the author sets out to tell us why Jesus is better than anything in the past. And he gives us some warnings and implications as well. So we're going to go through today 20 things about Jesus that make him better, 3 warnings, and 3 implications for Jesus' life. Now, Orthodox theology has always maintained that Jesus was one person with two natures. He was fully God and at the same time fully man. Hebrews 1 and 2 deserve a special treatment in this area because this is the place where that reality is most fully fleshed out in the entirety of the Bible. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 1, you'll find 20 reasons why Jesus is better than the angels that describe him as both God and man at the same time. I'm going to give you all 20 reasons in bullet form right now. I hope you're ready to go. Reason number 1, Jesus is better, is because he is the heir of all things. He's going to inherit everything from God. Number 2, he's the creator of the universe, so he's the origin of all things. 3, he's the radiance of God's glory. 4, the exact representation of God's being. 5, he's the sustainer of the universe. Now, there's no prophet or angel who can say that about themselves. I sustain the universe. The one who made purification for our sins, number 6. And number 7, the one enthroned at God's right hand. The list continues on with number 8. He is the one the Father calls Son. 9, the angels worship him. Not only is he better than the angels worship him. 10, he's addressed as God in the quotation from Psalm 110, verse 1. 11, just as he created the earth, at the end of time he will remodel it, but he himself will never change. Number 12, everything is in subjection to him. Number 13, he tasted death for everything. 14, he shared our humanity. 15, he destroyed the one who had the power of death. 16, he took away the fear of death. 17, he freed us from slavery. 18, he made atonement for our sin. 19, because he has suffered. And 20, he is able to help us in his temptation. Wow! Jesus really is better, and there's 20 reasons why he's better, just in chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verse 4 says, he became as much superior to the angels as the name he inherited is superior to theirs, and the name that he inherited is Son. How much better is a son than a servant? Well, as you read through this section, not only will you find the supremacy and superiority of Jesus, but you'll find 3 warnings for our lives. The first warning comes up in conjunction with the observation that whenever an angel showed up in the Old Testament record, people paid attention. Usually the first word out of the angel's mouth was, "Don't be afraid." Why? Because people were shaking in their boots. And so the author begins to make an argument at the beginning of chapter 2. If you paid careful attention to what an angel said because you were afraid, and if Christ is superior to the angels, then how much more attention should you pay to Jesus? Indeed, he says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation as this? The second warning is a similar warning. It's a warning against unbelief. Everybody knew what happened when the children of Israel refused to obey or believe Moses. If Christ is greater than Moses, then it would be even more disastrous today to disobey and refuse to listen to him. Believe on Jesus. Don't unbelieve, the warning says. The third warning at the end of chapter 3 was, Don't harden your hearts by disobedience and fall as Israel did in Moses' time. There was a whole group of people who disobeyed God and they didn't believe him. And they never entered into their rest. They never saw the promised land. And so Hebrews chapter 3 warns us against that as well. Therefore, since the promise of entering of his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. Well, finally, we see three Jesus implications in this text. Three Jesus implications that are really important. The first is that since Jesus was really a man, he can represent us as a high priest before God. We'll be taking a look in the next couple of days at Jesus as the better priest, but for now, Jesus' manhood qualifies him to be a priest. A second implication of the humanity of Christ is that he completely understands us. Chapter 4 contains this remarkable assertion. Listen to this. For we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who's been tempted in every way just as we are and yet without sin. I mean, isn't that good news when you go to Jesus and you've got sins in your own bucket that you're confessing? To know that he's somebody who understands because he's been tempted in every way. He knows what it is to be human. He's not just some God who's off in an ivory tower aloof from our pains and concerns. He knows the pains and the temptations that we bring to him. The third and final implication is that if we are truly believers in the God-man, Jesus Christ, then there will be evidence of growth, things that accompany salvation. Jesus, being fully man and fully God, equips him to be the God that lives inside of man. And you and I get to have Jesus living inside of us. And it helps us to grow closer to him. In chapter 5, he gives this great allusion, this foreshadowing, about Jesus being a priest in the order of Melchizedek. And I'm not going to tackle that today because we'll hear a lot about that tomorrow. Well, the book of Hebrews rocks because it tells us about Jesus and connects the dots with the Old Testament like no other book in the Bible. Oh, and Hebrews rocks for another reason as well. It tells you who should make the coffee in the morning between you and your wife. Who should brew? Hebrews. Hey, pursue Jesus, because Jesus is better. Have a great day.